With this look at the news for KASU, I'm Jonathan Reeves. A Jonesboro man is in the Craighead County Detention Center after a Thursday event that put the main campus of Arkansas State University in lockdown mode. Jonesboro police say 47-year-old Brad Kenneth Bartelt drove onto the campus in a green Chevy truck, doused himself in gasoline, and pointed a gun at his chin. The truck reportedly had gas in a propane tank. The first call of the incident happened around 1:32 Thursday afternoon. Jonesboro Police Chief Rick Elliott says university police officers were immediately on the scene after the truck went to the east side of the student union and the incident started. Elliott says his officers arrived within 2 minutes.
Officers from my department arrived shortly thereafter the initial call came out. And once the scene was contained, officers from the SWAT team were deployed up to the suspect and his vehicle. Negotiators from the SWAT team began to talk with this individual. And after a time of negotiations, the suspect threw down his shotgun and surrendered to officers. He was taken into custody without any incident. So we're blessed today that, one, no one was injured in this incident, and two, that it all ended peacefully.
Once the incident started, Arkansas State University officials moved students to the west side of the Carl R. Ring Student Union and secured them. The campus then went into lockdown, where it stayed for at least 2 hours. Elliott says by way of motive and why, those questions have not been determined.
We are early on in this investigation. I don't have a lot of the answers yet. Yes, I was on scene, but I can tell you, you know, what I know at this point. Once the investigators get through interviewing this suspect, we may know more about as to his reasonings for doing this. So a lot of those answers about him and what's going on with him, I don't know just yet. But when we do find out, it will obviously come out. He will be facing criminal charges. And we will turn this investigation over to the prosecuting attorney's office, Mr. Ellington's office, who's present. And again, when that information comes up, then we will all know more about what's going on.
Bartelt reportedly threatened to harm himself and did not threaten to harm students or police officers. No one was injured and shots were not fired during the incident. University Police Chief Randy Martin praised the fast response and the cooperation of numerous outside agencies that assisted in the incident, including the FBI, the Arkansas State Police Bomb Squad, and the Craighead County Sheriff's Department.
We have a great working relationship with the Jonesboro Police Department, and we have asked them to assist us by leading the investigation of this incident. I'm thankful for the rapid response of the university police officers on duty to contain the suspect to his vehicle and keep him from entering any of the campus buildings. I'm also very thankful for the outside agency's quick response and to further contain the situation and prevent any injuries or loss of life.
Arkansas State University Chancellor Dr. Tim Hudson says students are being trained in how to deal with an active shooter alert on campus. He says that, along with local law enforcement's fast response, helped keep the situation under control and no one was hurt.
I want to thank our students, faculty, and staff for following all lockdown and safety protocols. Our alert system worked. At A-State, we train with purpose, and today it paid dividends. I'm proud of everyone and grateful that no one was injured.
Officials are still investigating, and Bartelt could have his first court appearance as early as next week. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.